Number 68. Think about what a huge number of things surround our lives, each with a name of its own. As I sit writing this, I see on my desk a lamp, a typewriter, an ashtray, books, letters, a writing pad, a ballpoint pen, a lighter, and pencils lying about in confusion. The drawers of the desk are packed with scores of articles, such as envelopes, scissors, keys, a knife, and a bundle of calling cards. I myself am wearing many more objects that I can count on my fingers. A suit, a sweater, a necktie, a white shirt, socks, glasses, a wristwatch, a belt, and so on. Once we start thinking in this way about the kinds of products we humans have created and use daily, we realize the incredible variety they represent. In the realm of nature, too, there are tens of thousands of species of birds and beasts. The insect world is known to comprise hundreds of thousands of different species. In addition, there are a tremendous number of plants. Each species has a name of its own. An equally firm conviction is the belief of most people that the name of a particular object varies completely from country to country and from language to language. A dog, for example, is called by various names. Inu in Japanese, Ko in Chinese, Shen in French, Hund in German, and Kobaka in Russian. When we study a foreign language at school or consult a dictionary to see what the equivalent of a particular word is in another language, we do so on the basic premise that the same object will just require a different word in a different language. Some philosophers and language experts, however, who study the relationship between words and things, doubt the validity of this premise. After examining the relations between various words and objects, and studying the question of the same object being named differently in each language, I have also come to have similar doubts. Most people hold that objects exist independently of language and that words are then devised as labels for them. But I believe, on the contrary, that words create things. Furthermore, despite the common belief that the identical object merely wears a different label in different languages, one should view the difference in name not only as a difference in label. In fact, different names represent considerably different things, although the extent of the difference may vary from case to case. The first of the 2 points made just above, the idea that words create things, and not the reverse, has been a topic of philosophical argument since ancient times. My argument, however, may be summarized in a single phrase: in the beginning was the Word.